welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of a few books on Tudor history. A few of them are behind me. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Henry VIII once again. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 2nd of July 1536, Thomas Cromwell, the king's right-hand man, was formally appointed Lord Privy Seal. The previous holder of the office had been Thomas Boleyn, Earl of Wiltshire. Wiltshire had held the office since January 1530, but he was stripped of the office on the 29th of June 1536, just over a month after the executions of his children, Queen Anne Boleyn and George Boleyn, Lord Rochford. The record of Cromwell's appointment in letters and papers dated the 1st of July, the 28th year of Henry VIII's reign, reads, Thomas Cromwell, appointment as Keeper of the Privy Seal with fees of 20 shillings a day or £365 a year, £90 thereof out of the customs of Poole, £200 small custom of London, £56 13 shillings 4 pence customs of Bristol, and the remaining £18 6 shillings 8 pence customs of Plymouth and Fowey. The office having been granted during pleasure to Thomas Earl of Wiltshire and Ormond by patent the 23rd of January, 21st year of Henry VIII, Westminster. But what is the Privy Seal and what does it mean to be Lord Privy Seal? Well, the Privy Seal is not to be confused with the Great Seal of State, which was held by the Lord Chancellor. The Privy or Private Seal was the personal seal of the monarch, in this case King Henry VIII, which was used for authenticating documents. The Lord Privy Seal was the keeper of this seal and was one of the top officers of state, coming below the Chancellor and Treasurer. The Encyclopaedia Britannica explains that the first Privy Seal was used by King John, who ruled from 1199 to 1216, but back then it was kept by the clerks of the King's Chamber. Then, in the reign of King Henry III, it was transferred to the wardrobe, and in the reigns of Kings Edward I and Edward II, it was kept by the controller of the wardrobe. In 1311, the seal was transferred to its own keeper, and the term Lord Privy Seal was first used in the 15th century, when Richard Fox, Bishop of Winchester, was its custodian. The monarch would produce writs of Privy Seal, which would have his personal seal on them and would authorise his Chancellor to issue letters under the Great Seal. The Encyclopaedia also explains that the Privy Seal was used for royal letters sent to foreign monarchs and to officers and subjects in England as well as those overseas. As well as Thomas Boleyn and Thomas Cromwell, Tudor Lord Privy Seals included Cuthbert Tunstall, the Bishop of London, Sir Nicholas Bacon, William Cecil, Lord Burghley, William Howard, 1st Baron Howard of Effingham, Sir Francis Walsingham, and Robert Cecil, Earl of Salisbury. The office of Lord Privy Seal is still going today. The UK government's website states that the Lord Privy Seal is responsible for the organisation of government business in the House, providing assistance to all Lords and offering advice on procedure. The Lord Privy Seal also expresses the collective feelings of the House on formal occasions, such as motions of thanks or congratulations. The present holder is the Right Honourable Baroness Evans of Bowes Park. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 2nd of July 1489, Tudor clergyman, statesman, theologian, scholar and highly intelligent man, Thomas Cranmer, Archbishop of Canterbury, was born. And you can find out more about him in the video 13 Things You Probably Didn't Know About Thomas Cranmer that I did last year. And I'll give you a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.